Boris's original nomination was approved by the committee last year, but a secret hold was placed on his nomination on the Senate floor. He's been serving under a recess appointment for the past year as Undersecretary for Management in the Department of Homeland Security. On the subject of financial management, Boris says DHS simply doesn't have financial systems that let them retrieve information quickly or reliably, or be sure that that information is accurate.
The first memorandum that I signed as Undersecretary a year ago when I joined this department was to do a data call. That is to do a manual retrieval of information to be able to report. I had to give the components 60 days to collect the information, 30 days to analyze it, and then hopefully in the next 30 days after that, we know enough about what we can report on. It's a major deficiency. It's a major liability that the leadership is absolutely, I am personally committed to addressing.
For example, Boris says the department has no centralized way for keeping track of the Homeland Security grants it issues, how much of that funding is obligated, how much is not, and in the Coast Guard.
We have multiple financial systems, Senator. I'm sure you understand and probably are dismayed by the fact that the Coast Guard runs two general ledger systems, and they don't talk to each other. This is very, very important to me. This is a major liability. We've addressed this in our integrative comprehensive strategic plan that we've submitted to GAO. It's going to take time to build that capacity in the Department of Homeland Security to do that. We're investigating ways in which we can build some workarounds, be able to retrieve data. Of course, as you well know, one of the major concerns we all would have is what's the integrity of the data that's in the system right now.
The latest outside audit for DHS said the department still can't answer that question because of six identified material weaknesses in its internal controls over financial reporting. On the plus side, though, DHS says it did reduce its number of audit qualifications from 10 in 2005 to just one last year. Boris says he's personally chairing sessions on the department's financial controls.
I wanted to better understand the health of the financial operation myself, and I wanted to send a message that we're going to be looking at their financial operations, that it's important to me, and that the staff has my support and backing to be able to address this. That it begins with leadership, Senator, and making that leadership statement and making that leadership commitment allowed the staff, the CFO staff, working with the component staff, to begin to specifically drill down on reducing these material weaknesses in our audit findings. I also have new personnel in audit as well. We're going to continue to do this, and I've announced this publicly within the department, for our financial grants as well, which is another area that requires strong, aggressive oversight.
DHS also remains on the Government Accountability Office's high-risk list, where it's been since 2003, over concerns about the management challenges of integrating 22 agencies into one department. Secretary Janet Napolitano assigned Boris to get DHS off the list. Boris says the department has now submitted a comprehensive strategic plan to GAO, designed to be a roadmap for doing just that.
GAO said it's the most comprehensive document on management that the department has submitted. It's very specific with specific comprehensive action plan items with dates, timelines on which we will be judged on our progress. They represented this effort as being important, significant progress. We have changed the nature of the conversation with GAO. No longer are we talking about what it will take to get off the high-risk list. Now we are talking about measuring our progress on getting off of the high-risk list. That's a very important change in the past year.
One of GAO's concerns was the same one Boris mentioned earlier. The department has no consolidated financial management system, but it's not for lack of trying. Homeland Security's been trying to get its transformation and system consolidation program off the ground for years, but it's been plagued by bid protests. The latest effort to put one in place happened last November when DHS awarded a $450 million contract to CACI to build a scaled-down version of the system. Then, a month ago, GAO upheld a protest from a rival bidder saying DHS had changed the scope of the work before it issued the award.
I think this speaks very well to the need to have good requirements and to understand the marketplace and what does the marketplace deliver, whether or not the marketplace can deliver an integrated financial management system, whether one exists in the federal workplace currently. GAO, in their ruling, found that there were missteps along the way in both in terms of how the requirements were interpreted and how it was evaluated, and have sustained those protests. We are currently taking a look, we are analyzing GAO's statement on those protests, and we're looking at OMB's guidelines. It's very important that we have to evaluate OMB's guidelines for the implementation of financial management systems. And we're looking at both of those things to be able to chart a new course.
No hints today about what that new course might be, though. Joe Lieberman, the chair of the Homeland Security Committee, says he plans to bring Boris's nomination to the committee for a vote at a markup hearing next week. He says he's hopeful Boris will ultimately be confirmed by the full Senate this time. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.